President Trump signed an order last week lifting his predecessor's restrictions on offshore leasing in the Arctic. At the same time, Trump also revoked an Obama decree that created the Bering Sea Climate Resistance Area.
People are on the coast that we work with are a mixture of just outraged and disappointed.
Attorney Natalie Landreth represents the Bering Sea Elders Group. The elders are concerned increased ship traffic through the Bering Strait will damage their marine mammal hunts. They say Obama's protection of the Bering Strait was done at their request. For Landreth, the key part of Obama's order was that it created a tribal advisory committee.
That was the big victory in it, was the inclusion of local Alaskan voices in federal decisions, and they cannot figure out why that would be targeted to be taken away. They just don't understand it.
Trump's order cites the goal of streamlining regulations. Back in December, Alaska's congressional delegation issued a joint statement slamming Obama's Bering Sea directive as an attempt to lock up resources. Senator Dan Sullivan called it a unilateral action to hurt Alaskans. Today, Senator Lisa Murkowski's spokesperson said the senator thinks federal officials should still consult with Bering Sea elders and other locals when they make decisions for the area.